All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's workout is going to feel good. We're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues almost everyone at some point: anger and frustration. Ever feel like you're on the verge of exploding? You know that feeling when traffic grinds to a halt, your favorite band cancels their tour, or your boss piles on more work than humanly possible? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to not just manage those fiery feelings, but actually use them to fuel your growth and resilience? That's right, folks, anger doesn't have to be the enemy. It can be a powerful catalyst for change, a signal that something needs attention. The Stoic philosophy has some seriously potent tools for dealing with these emotions effectively. So, strap yourselves in, because we're about to unlock some real game changers for your mental fitness. First off, remember this. You can't control everything that happens to you. We've all got limited influence over external events. But what we can control is our response to those events. That's where the power lies, right? The Stoics called this dichotomy of control. Think of it like this. You can't stop a storm from brewing, but you can choose whether to cower inside or build a stronger shelter. Frustration with a coworker. You can't force them to change their behavior, but you can choose how you react and focus on your own work. See the difference? It's all about shifting your perspective. Second, identify your triggers. What sets you off like a firework display? Is it traffic, deadlines, certain people? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to develop strategies for navigating those situations with more calm and clarity. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths before responding, practicing mindful awareness, or even just taking a quick walk to clear your head. Third, embrace the concept of negative visualization. Sounds kinda dark, right? But hear me out. Imagining potential setbacks can actually help you prepare for them mentally and emotionally. When something inevitably goes wrong, and it will, you'll be less likely to spiral into a frenzy because you've already practiced dealing with it in your mind. Think of it like mental armor plating. Fourth, remember that anger often stems from unmet expectations. We build these walls around what we think should happen, and when reality deviates even slightly, BM frustration explodes. Try to let go of rigid expectations and embrace the fluidity of life. Things rarely go exactly as planned, so learning to be adaptable is key to staying grounded. And lastly, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. We're all human, prone to making mistakes and feeling overwhelmed. Don't beat yourself up when anger flares. Instead, acknowledge the feeling, learn from it, and move on with kindness towards yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend going through a tough time. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in rush hour traffic. Your phone is dead, and someone just cut you off, nearly causing an accident. You start to feel that familiar anger rising, the urge to honk, shout, maybe even throw something, just kidding. But remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath. Except that you can't control the traffic or other drivers. Focus on what you can control: your own reactions and thoughts. Maybe you use this time to listen to a calming playlist, practice some mindfulness exercises, or even just observe the world around you with a newfound sense of curiosity. See? Anger doesn't have to derail your entire day. By applying these Stoic principles, you can transform those fiery emotions into opportunities for growth and self-awareness. So, my friends, remember, you've got this. Don't let anger win. Instead, use it as fuel to power through challenges, build resilience, and cultivate a truly powerful mind. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. And until next time, keep flexing those mental muscles. You're making progress every single day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.